Love Letter, A Valentine's Initiation by Jack Adam Weber. Some months ago, a friend asked my support for her relationship heartbreak. During that conversation, a voice in my head said, "We could be putting this love energy into our relationship with the planet, not into our private love affairs." While this voice spoke to me in hyperbole, we don't have to consider it in either-or terms, but on a spectrum for whatever feels to be our natural next step into caring more for our world. If you think this is a reasonable proposal, at least in part, let this be a seed for shifting from personal and insular love towards a more global love, a more worldly caring. Romantic love is marked by the celebration of Valentine's Day as a small part of the whole of love, and certainly has its pitfalls, as we all know. According to legend, Valentine's Day is named after Saint Valentine, a Roman priest who became famous and eventually was executed for his marrying of young men and women within the Christian church. He was punished for his acts because the emperor at the time, Claudius, banned marriage among the youth because he thought that men who were married made weaker soldiers because of their family ties. Eventually, Saint Valentine disobeyed the mandate of Emperor Claudius, was caught, and was sentenced to a brutal execution. For this, Saint Valentine has remained a hero of romantic love. In parallel, we discover that romantic love has its origins with the troubadours. These guys are said to have invented romantic love, also referred to as courtly love, which is where we get the expression of courting. Despite this invention, what has remained a reality of romantic love today is that first phase of falling in love with another person, marked by hormone chaos and cloud nine feelings, all of which have also been shown to mimic the experience of being on cocaine. This is why it's tough to think rationally and break the addiction desire while in love. But wisdom tells us that if we can harness this power and use it as a practice to bring out something better in ourselves in service of a greater good, the rewards stand to be even greater. This brings us to the genius of the troubadours and the wisdom of romance. The troubadours made a name for themselves not only through their poetry, but through their attempts to transcend romantic love. Their modus operandi was to fall in love with married women, yet demand nothing of them. This way, they could enhance their feeling of unrequited love and their pathos of longing, which longing they devoted to God. This was the troubadour's psychic technology for moving beyond the small container of romantic love, so revered during modern Valentine's Day, yet not denying it. They used romantic love as a practice to fall in love with something greater than themselves and only one other person. This then begs the question, how can we employ the troubadour's way of loving for our modern world, crying out for our participation? Nowadays, we don't have to fall in love with married women or men to burn for God in the grail of unconditional love. But we can learn from the troubadours of old, insofar as not limiting the longing in our hearts to the whims of romance. Just like the troubadours' hearts that filled with unrequited love, we might consciously choose to experience a little of this sacred burning, which feels like deprivation, but for the sake of something more. Certainly, it could serve as a welcome reprieve from the roller coaster of romance, as well as a modest consolation for the collective burning we have done on the planet. Apart from holy penitence, though, such withholding of desire fulfillment can be a more mature and worthwhile use of our energy, time, and other resources, especially because our dear Earth needs as much love as we can give her right now. This Earth includes the indigenous peoples disappearing from their homelands, destitute people everywhere, and the animals, forests, rivers, mountains, deserts, and prairies. So instead of courting Cupid, we could get on our Robin Hood and start shifting some funds and love to those who need it most. For those of us who understand God to be all of creation, we might consider shifting our love towards the earthly realms of divinity. The good news about this is that we get to see our earthly love requited before our eyes, not just behind them, as was the case with the troubadours. Our giving comes back to us in the form of satisfaction for the results of our actions, or simply knowing we acted justly. We also gain respect from those who care and appreciate our efforts. We could make good friends in the process and benefit our communities as well. So just like the troubadours, we can embrace the love in our hearts and channel some of that care to the biosphere in need of our love. We could all stand to strengthen our vows with the beloved earth beneath our very feet, which daily nourishes our very bodies. Indeed, the passion of romantic love and the commitment of marriage can extend to our relationship with the natural world as the grounded, embodied God that the troubadours courted in the ethers. Frank O'Gara, a priest from Ireland, says of St. Valentine, "If Valentine were here today, he would say to married couples that there comes a time when you're going to have to suffer. It's not going to be easy to maintain your commitment and your vows in marriage. Don't be surprised if the gushing love that you have for someone changes to something less gushing, but maybe more mature. And the question is that young person ready for that?" So as we approach Valentine's Day and celebrate love, we can sanctify this largely superficial and unsustainable holiday to look more deeply into how and what we love and to what degree. We can ask if this is where we want our love energy to go. Devoting more of our energy to something larger than our personal love affairs is a noble endeavor because it means that we will likely feel a loss of immediate pleasure, a holy suffering of sorts, for the delayed gratification and deeper fulfillment that dedicating ourselves to something beyond our personal selves entails. This is what Father O'Gara refers to when he says, "Don't be surprised if the gushing love that you have for someone changes to something less gushing, but maybe more mature." To devote more of our love towards the earth, no matter our age, requires our bigger selves. This is maturity and responsibility, passion and compassion, for which Father wonders, is that young person ready for that? And this is the question I leave with you this Valentine's, for no matter your age, there is youthful vigor in your heart that burns for something more. Towards what will it go? Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks for listening. And as an earth-friendly Valentine's gift, please consider my collection of love poems titled In Love, which is arranged according to the five elements and spans all the seasons of intimate relationship, from the erotic and exuberant to the grounded and sacredly grievous, with no mushy nonsense. It's at poetichealing.com, and there's also a direct link to it at the end of this article posted on Wake Up World.